98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
The countdown is on to the World Cup. And despite all the heartbreak and the hopes for Ireland.
Yes.
We're not playing.
No.
A shock new poll, though, has revealed that Irish fans are getting ready to do the unthinkable.
What?
Cheer on England at the World Cup.
No, I don't. I refuse to believe it.
This survey's been done by Ticketmaster. 1,500 people surveyed, right? Mm. They found that 13%.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
13% have confessed that they plan to support England at the tournament.
There are people roaring at the radio now this morning.
That would mean that England are the most supported team amongst Irish fans, edging out Brazil with 12%.
Okay.
Spain, 8%. Scotland, 6%. And Portugal, also on 6%.
I don't know about that now. I would have assumed that the Irish would support Scotland more than England. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I think I'll be cheering on Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they definitely in? Because I saw that video the other day of Martin Compston on the set of Line of Duty. And Scotland obviously scored. So they won a game, which I think put them closer to being in the World Cup. Unsure if they're definitely in or not.
We'll need to get Phil Egan in. I need to ask Phil now who I should be backing, do you know?
Yeah, we will.
Do you know?
Because
I love jumping on a bandwagon. And once I heard now that Shakira and Madonna are doing the halftime show, the first ever World Cup halftime show, I say, let's go.
Which has been put together by Coldplay's Chris Martin, and Miss Piggy's going to be on stage as well.
What? It sounds like a hallucination.
It sounds like one of the dreams you had during lockdown.
It does.
Do you remember during lockdown when, like, I don't know, just there
They're
wasn't
so
a lot
vivid.
Going on? Everyone had wild dreams, and it sounds like the halftime show of the World Cup.
Well, this sounds like a wild dream that some Irish people are cheering on England, but sure look.
Yeah, it sure does. If you are not into the World Cup, perhaps you are into Love Island. They've confirmed it's going to be back Monday, June 1st.
Just as we suspected. Mm, it's normally the first Monday in June.
Is it? Just like the Met Gala is the first Monday of May.
Yeah.
Love Island will follow at 9 p.m. Virgin Media 2. And you were saying yesterday that in case Maya Jama was going to be leaving at any stage, they had a long list of people lined up to replace her. Well, Maya Jama's confirmed to return to host the new season of the show.
Yeah, they're worried now that because she's currently filming Celebrity Traitors that she's got a taste for the BBC and that she won't be back.
Got a taste for the BBC budgets.
This is it. Yeah. But Maya Jama is back, and some rumoured Irish hopefuls apparently heading into the villa. So we'll wait and see now when the lineup comes out.
Yeah.
They usually start announcing that in dribs and drabs now.
Okay, is it a bit like Strictly, kind of one a day sort of thing?
Brendan, don't talk to me about Strictly.
No. We don't even know who's presenting it. Never mind who's dancing.
They still haven't announced the hosts.
No, they haven't.
No.
Come here, another little tasty thing to mention here. Do you know Tony's Chocolonely?
Yeah, delicious.
The chocolate bar, and it's kind of all in like funny shapes.
Mm-hmm.
They have announced their first ever Irish pop-up. It's coming to Dublin May 28th. Is that next week?
That is next week, yeah.
Next week, May 28th. An immersive chocolate experience. It's going to be in Dublin City. However, they're keeping a few things under wraps. The exact location will only be revealed on their mailing lists and socials in due course.
Okay.
So they're telling us they're coming, but we don't know where it's going to be. An immersive chocolate experience by Tony's Chocolonely.
The chocolate's fab.
It's really tasty, but they focus on their whole thing is that they make 100% ethical chocolate, and they pay West African cocoa farmers a higher living income.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye out on their socials now to find out where exactly the chocolate pop-up will be.
Tasty stuff.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little
Good morning to Susan in Clonsilla. Susan's little win is that she's sold her old car for a great price.
Beep, beep.
And now she's putting that money towards her next one.
Excellent stuff, Susan. Here's Damo's little win.
My little win is this is my second week back in the gym after a long time away, and I'm already starting to see progress. Last week, I spent 10 minutes on the treadmill. Done the same this week. This time I've actually switched the machine on.
Good man, Damo. Was that noise you just tapping your six-pack there? Is that what I heard?
Go
Fair
on.
Play to you. Here's Siobhan.
My little win is my son is graduating from 6 years today. So no more early mornings for me. Woohoo.
Wow.
Gosh, that's really an end of an era.
Graduating today.
Yeah, sure. Then you've got the 2 week study and then the leaving cert, isn't that it?
Lads, are we there already?
I know. Wow. I know, it's wild.
Siobhan, massive congratulations. Here's Paolo.
My little win this week is that I finished 8 years ago, so I'm free to party this summer with my new diploma, and on top of that, I'm going to see Katy Perry's Spain to celebrate.
Unreal!
Wow! A diploma and Katy Perry.
Yeah, it's Katy Perry. Is she in Malahide this summer?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's Malahide. That's going to be brilliant. Congratulations.
Hello. Have a ball.
Hello, my name is Hazel and my little win is that today's my nanny's birthday and she's turning 70 and we're going to Captain America's for her birthday after school. Bye.
Oh, Hazel, thanks for sending your voice note. And happy birthday to your granny. I used to live in Captain America's.
Love it so much. I used to go there all the time with my mum. Yeah, brilliant.
Love it. Have a ball. And Lauren is in Selbridge.
My little win is today is my last day in work because tomorrow I am off on my Hollypops for 2 weeks. So we are heading over to Spain and we're doing a tour of Spain on a motorbike. We're getting the ferry first thing in the morning from Rosslare. And then we'll be travelling up and down Spain on the bike and the motorbike. So it's very exciting.
What a trip.
Can't wait. And getting in the holiday mode already.
The wind in your hair, Lauren.
So fab, Lauren.
Stopping
have the
off
best
for
time.
A packet of Lay's every now and then.
Of course.
Delicious. Lauren, Hazel, Paolo, Siobhan and Damo, thank you so much for sharing your little wins.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
An egg chair.
A trampoline.
Dry robes.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Matchy Matchy. If you've never heard this game before, it's your chance to win amazing prizes, a very long list of prizes. You come on here. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. Mm. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll win all of these.
Win an air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Lido.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden strimmer.
A €150 fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
And what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken.
Win this gorgeous egg chair.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, gas.
Now, there are so many prizes, I have lost track. I'm like, is there a trampoline?
No, I've been hearing things now from the management in here. The stock room is very full.
Very full.
Yeah, we need to give these away.
We want someone to win these. Joanna in Rohini, you're on 98FM. How are you, Joanna?
Good, Brendan. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Joanna. Who'd you have with you this morning?
I have Jacob with me.
Jacob, good morning. What age is Jacob, Joanna?
3.
Oh, adorable. Adorable. Joanna, do you all have J names in your house? Is it a bit of a Kardashian situation?
No, actually. I have Kaliana as well.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
Oh, gorgeous, yeah. Gorgeous. Joanna, so you're going to drop Jacob to school, then what's the plan?
Just home, cook and clean, the usual.
What's on the menu today? What are you making, do you know?
I'm not sure yet.
We'll go
home and have a look.
Yes. See what's in the fridge and the freezer.
See what's in there. Yeah. Exactly. Is there a particular prize now that you have your eye on?
The slushy machine for the kids, of course.
For the kids, of course. And then, you know, when the kids have gone to bed, it can be for the adults as well, Joanna.
The new prize
this week.
Guys, with the weather this weekend, it's perfect prize.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'd love you to win all these prizes, Joanna. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Rebecca, of course.
Joanna, of course, she says.
You.
Joanna, here we go. You're off to the soundproof booth. Will I ever see it again, guys? Who knows? Let's get you a win this morning. Okay, Joanna, are you ready?
Ready.
Your first word is electric.
Electric. Electric shock.
Electric shock. Your second word is best.
Say again?
Best. B-E-S-T. Best.
Best man.
And your third word is photo.
Photo. Photoshop.
Okay, you're saying electric shock, best man, and Photoshop. Are we locking those in, Joanna?
We are.
We're locking them in, said with confidence. And we're getting Rebecca into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that this morning?
Would you believe a slushy in there?
Oh, go on.
Gorgeous.
Lovely. What flavour was it?
A blueberry.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Joanna in Rohini is electric?
Electric. I'm going to say electric toothbrush.
Your second word is best.
Best. Best friend.
And your third word is photo.
Photograph.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Joanna in Rohini this morning? Not
Devo.
This morning, guys. All different answers this morning. Joanna said electric shock.
Yeah.
Best man.
Oh, I was thinking best man.
And Photoshop.
Very good.
Guys, there were tons of answers this morning
there
for
were.
That. All brilliant options, though. Joanna, thank you so much for playing.
No problem.
You for listening. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about something strange that's being auctioned off.
Yes, I'll be interested to see if you might place a bid on it. first up this morning, David Beckham has just bagged himself yet another honour.
Oh.
Very decorated man.
Yeah.
He's had a rose named after him.
Has he?
No, I'm not joking. I know this is so random. So the Chelsea Flower
just
Show
planted
is on at the
a new rose bush
Did
in my garden.
Is it called David?
I think it's called David Austin, actually, but I need to get a David Beckham.
Hold on a minute, wait. Where am I? What? Yeah, it is. You sorry? That's a very sorry. That's a
call
very,
me Alan Tishmarsh.
You've read half me script, love.
What's going on, love?
So the Chelsea Flower Show is on at the moment,
yeah,
right?
Kicked off yesterday.
You might call it as the warm up to bloom in Phoenix Park.
Yeah. Come on.
So David Beckham went yesterday to visit a mystic Reb in
no,
action.
No, lads, I am just into the gardening because my parents are obsessed with gardening.
So David Beckham went yesterday to a Cotswolds-inspired garden designed by a company called David Austin Roses.
Yeah.
Right. So I'd never heard of them before. The next line, TV's Alan Titchmarsh was also there.
Anyway, when you're into the gardening, you're into the gardening,
clearly.
My love.
Anyway, this Cotswolds-inspired garden is full of more than 700 roses, which are in full bloom for
Gorgeous.
Everyone to go and have a look at. But the star of this year's show is a new rose named Sir David Beckham.
Oh, I love this. I now need to put this somewhere in the garden.
It's an English shrub rose.
I was like, David's in full bloom at the moment.
David's wilting. David needs feeding. So it's an English shrub rose, which Harper, who's David's daughter,
yes.
Had commissioned for his 50th birthday.
Really?
So basically, they're saying Harper went, I'm sure it was somebody working for the Beckhams, went
Brand
to
Beckham.
This, Brand Beckham went to David Austin to be like, we'd love a specific rose. So I don't know if they like crossbred a few of them or whatever. So they've made this like pale white rose, which has never existed before.
Pale white.
Mm. And these were presented to David for his 50th.
Mm.
I would imagine David Austin Roses has made, you know, quite a few pound off this.
Yeah.
So in return.
It's a great brand collab.
Yeah. In return, they've named this rose now David Beckham.
Very good.
They say that it's in the hope that the new rose and David's newfound love for gardening will inspire a new generation of gardeners.
Gosh, that's very glamorous indeed.
Yeah, to have a rose named. I can't believe you'd all the details of that now. Not bad.
I know. What are the chances I only planted that the other day?
I've never heard of David Austin Roses.
They're lovely.
Up next, a woman has just smashed the world record for lifting weights with her hair.
Brendan, I remember someone did this. Was it with the... Somebody did something with their eyelids or their tongue at one point.
Oh, yeah, the eyelids ring
the bell. With her hair?
Yeah, with her hair.
Gosh.
Diana Elizabeth Batre Hermosillo is her name. She's a circus performer in Mexico. She first ran away with the circus 26 years ago and has clearly got very good hair. So I want to describe the scene. So she's standing ready to, you know, compete this world record. Mm. She's got her hair tied in two plaits coming down either side.
Yeah.
She then ties the two plaits together under her chin.
Mm.
And then in front of her on the ground, she's got like weighted plates like you'd use in the gym. And then she attaches them on a chain to her tied together plaits. And then she lifts them. So in total, Diana lifted 166 pounds of weight with her hair. This is her completing the achievement. The dodgy music.
Sorry. can imagine the lights going off.
There she goes. She's done it.
Well, fair play to her.
She kept the weight off the ground for 14 seconds.
Ooh, the thought of it.
Diana said she trained for 6 months to cope with the pressure on her scalp, her neck and her back. So actually the hair
need more than the Pantene Pro V after that.
Yeah, you really would. Finally this morning, the Brits are at it again. Do you remember a few years ago, somebody bought a slice of Diana's wedding cake?
Yes.
So they spent a fortune on it, but like obviously inedible, but you know, meant a lot to the person who bought it. Well, this time somebody is attempting to flog a bar of Cadbury chocolate that is 126 years old.
126 years old.
It was made in 1900.
How does it look? Is it a bit moldy?
So, so it kind of looks a bit moldy. You know the way when chocolate goes kind of like whitish?
Yeah.
And it does look a little bit moldy.
Well, I mean, it's so old that you'd expect that it wouldn't be, you know, in premium condition.
In great health. So it made in the year 1900. It was meant to be given to British soldiers in South Africa. Mm-hmm. So at the time, Queen Victoria asked Cadbury and other chocolate makers to make thousands of chocolate bars, which were in like tin, like metal tins.
Yeah.
To be sent over to British soldiers. This bar clearly not eaten or binned. And it's inside the metal tin, so it's really pale, looks kind of moldy, but you can still see the Cadbury kind of logo inscribed on the chocolate.
Wow.
So for the last 126 years, it's obviously been kept by a few different people. It's now being sold by a private collector at an auction in Suffolk later on today.
How much are we talking, Brendan?
So they expect somebody will want it so much that they will pay around €250 for it. You'd love to see this on Not Homes Under the Hammer. What's the other one?
Antiques Roadshow.
Antiques Roadshow. Yeah.
I can't say I'd be interested.
Me either. Somebody working at the auctioneers has admitted it's a very rare, if unappetizing bar.
Mm.
That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Well, I went all warm and fuzzy when this popped up in my timeline yesterday. A mini Gavin and Stacey reunion.
Really?
Matthew Horne, Joanna Page, who obviously played Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
With Larry Lamb and Alison Steadman.
Oh, lovely.
Mick and Pam. Although to say Mick and Pam feels weird. It's always Pam and Mick.
Pam and Mick. Yeah.
Basically, they have sat around to record a podcast to mark 19 years since the first episode of Gavin and Stacey ever aired.
Gosh, 19 years, Brendan. Have you been watching it since the very beginning?
No, I didn't. I jumped on a few years in.
Yeah, yeah. I only watched it for the first time. It was during COVID. You've gone on about it for years.
Yeah, banging on about it.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I would describe Gavin and Stacey as like my friends. It's just my comfort watch. I rewatch it all the time. Well, in a TikTok for the Radio Times, Matthew Horne, who plays Gavin, explained what they were up to.
It's some of the cast of Gavin and Stacey here.
Hello!
Some of us. We've just been told this morning that it is 19 years to the day since the first episode of Gavin and Stacey was broadcast.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe it.
And I had really, really short hair and was very, very bubbly and excited.
Well, you still got short hair and you're still very bubbly and excited.
Go on, Mick. It's all the drama. So the guys have gathered to record a new podcast episode for Table of Four, which is going to be released later on this summer. So we'll get to hear
that. So it isn't like another follow-up, because I know we obviously had the brilliant...
Yeah, I think they've done a one-off episode, yeah.
I would love to watch a spin-off.
Call Pam and Mick.
Yeah.
So would I.
And can you imagine now if it was just them cooking a Sunday roast?
Yeah, I would love it.
And then, you know, Pam would overcook the Yorkshire puddings and say, oh my Christ.
Oh my Christ. I would love a Pam and Mick spin-off. I'm reading here that James Corden and Ruth Jones, who obviously created Gavin and Stacey and played Smithy and Nessa, that they have signed a seven-figure deal for a follow-up. They've signed a deal that's going to take the project onto Apple TV. I don't know what the details of that are now, but yeah.
Maybe we will see Pam and Mick with Yorkshire Pud.
I would love a Pam and Mick or maybe a Pete and Dawn spin-off. Could you imagine the Russians?
We all know a Pete and Dawn.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.